Scotty K Show.
I'm gonna start this with a bold statement, okay? Stop asking for free stuff from your friends that own small businesses.
Yeah.
Just stop doing that. And so I bring this up because I came across this Instagram post, and it wasn't actually me that came across it. There's a very special reason that this Instagram post was in my life. But Julie's here with me, and Julie, you're from a pretty flower on Lawrence Avenue. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So the Instagram post came across because my wife sent it to me because we actually used you for our small little COVID elopement wedding. So we didn't get a lot of flowers from you because there was only five of us there. So thank you, because the flowers and the bouquets and everything were gorgeous and beautiful.
Thank you for picking us.
Yeah, of course. So the reason that we're talking is because my wife sent me this Instagram post, and you were on the post and you were talking about, and we'll leave the celebrity's name out of this because it's kind of irrelevant to the point we're making here.
Correct.
A major athlete has a lot of money, a lot of followers, had hit you up on Instagram, or somebody on his behalf has hit you up on Instagram.
Someone on his behalf. Right. Yeah, it wasn't him.
Okay, and what? And he asked for what? To trade flowers for what? Exposure?
I guess you can call it trade. This person used the name of a celebrity athlete, if you will, and asked for an itemized list of free flowers for their wedding in exchange for this athlete marketing the flowers,
right.
I guess.
This, like, it wasn't a scam, right?
Photos.
It was a real request, right?
I
like that you kind of pulled back the curtain a little bit too, because I think people forget that you're not, most 90% of small businesses, or maybe 100% of small businesses, will say, are not living these crazy multi-million dollar lavish lives. You are doing something that you love. You built a business. Your family, it's a family business. Right? A couple generations?
Yeah. It was just a couple years ago that I was finally able to afford a house not far from the shop.
Right.
Like, I couldn't even afford to live in this neighborhood for most of the life.
And this is something that infuriates me too. And I always talk about this. And there are a lot of times, like in radio, we have a lot of perks. And big, huge companies, I have no problem taking some free stuff from them if they want.
Yeah.
You know, they can afford it. But when it comes to small businesses, and specifically, like, I've had friends that have started open restaurants or things like that, and they're like, come in, I'll take care of you. I'm like, absolutely not. I'll come in, I'll pay for the food, I'll tip your staff like you should, and then I want to tell everybody how great it is. Like, that's not what friends do. So the point of this
is... I don't even have friends who ask for discounts.
It's not like you're saying, hey, I'm not willing to do anything unless you're paying me. Like, it's not that. Hey, I'm building a business, and if you're asking for something for free, then you really don't care about me or my business.
Exactly. You're pretty familiar with Lincoln Square, with this neighborhood during COVID. The neighborhood really pulled together and held all the businesses up. Susie from the bookseller was doing deliveries for free in the community.
I love the bookseller. And I'm glad you brought up the bookseller too, because there's a ripple effect to that too with small businesses. My brother's a local author. He has books at the bookseller in Lincoln Square. So, like, when you don't buy it from them, you're not supporting local authors. I'm sure you get flowers locally from places all over the place, right? So your shop, right, you're not supporting all of these other businesses.
Yeah.
But when it comes to dealing with people that have small businesses, do not ask for free stuff. If you are genuinely wanting to help support the business, pay full price and then tell everybody how great it was. It's free to share posts. It's free to like someone's social media. It's free to spread the word.
Yeah.
And so why don't we do that? Let's see if we can get people to just all go to your Instagram right now. Okay. So the letter A, Pretty Flower Chicago, right?
Yes.
All right. So go show Julie love right now. Everybody get on Instagram. Let's get and tell all your friends. Go see it. A Pretty Flower Chicago on Instagram. It's on Lawrence Avenue. But I appreciate you taking the time. We have a lot of fun on the show, but also we got to take care of each other and the community and our small businesses. And obviously somebody that we used for our wedding, one of the most important days in our lives. So I want to
try and get back to you. Congratulations. Thank you. Happy to be here, Scotty.
Go to Instagram right now and show her some love, follow, share all that stuff. A Pretty Flower Chicago on Instagram.